From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Readers of British papers have been captivated this week by the story of a man who was thought to be dead until he walked into a London police station. John Darwin had vanished in March 2002, apparently while canoeing off the coast of northeast England. On Saturday, Darwin told police he had no memory of the past 5 years. Today, he was arrested on suspicion of fraud. Vicky Barker reports from London.
At first, the British media focused on the poignant irony that John Darwin's grieving widow Anne had sold the family home and moved to Panama a mere 6 weeks before her husband's return from the dead, as the tabloids were quick to put it. But it wasn't long before the questions began. Why did John Darwin appear tanned and fit when he walked in off those gray and wintry London streets? Why wasn't Anne Darwin flying back for an emotional reunion with the husband she said she still loves? She told journalists variously that she needed to sort out her Panamanian visa or had to wait for her furniture to be delivered. Then she dropped out of sight.
At 6 o'clock, accused of a 5-year hoax, the back-from-the-dead canoeist is under arrest.
The arrest came just as a tabloid newspaper, the Daily Mirror, published a photo which it claimed showed John Darwin and his wife together in Panama 18 months ago.
I have seen the photograph.
Detective Superintendent Tony Hutchinson has been leading the inquiry.
I've seen the date that is on that photograph, but of course, as we all know, photographs can be doctored, so it's very important from our point of view, that the validity of that photograph is inquired into.
Hutchinson confirmed that Darwin was arrested at his son's home in southern England early today on suspicion of fraud. Officers would like to talk to Anne Darwin, too. She hasn't tried to contact them, although she's reportedly spoken to her husband several times since his reappearance. The police could try to extradite Anne Darwin, but it's not clear how long that might take. It appears no Britons have been extradited from Panama since a treaty was signed in 1907, and Anne Darwin has not been charged with any crimes. She does say that she cashed in her husband's life insurance policy, but that she did it in good faith after a coroner had officially declared him dead, and she's offered to return the money. For now, other members of Darwin's family have only questions. His aunt, Margaret Burns.
I was absolutely dumbfounded because I really genuinely believed that he died. And I tried to persuade his father to accept that and to say that it would be quick in that cold water in March and that he wouldn't have suffered much.
Detective Superintendent Tony Hutchinson says he and his colleagues are trying to keep an open mind about the whole affair.
John Darwin very well might have been suffering amnesia for 5.5 years. And if you like, there is at one side the potential that he's suffered amnesia for 5.5 years, and right to the other end of the scale, if you like, whereby there has been some criminal offences committed.
Darwin has been brought to a police station close to where he disappeared, where police say they will start their questioning in the hope, they say, that John Darwin's memory will improve. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.